Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's do the Monday Moan with Dave Downey at 9:45. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, Steve.
Right, let's talk about Everton. Ronald Koeman, you are distinctly on the side of those who feel that time is done for the man. When was the moment? When did it all sort of dawn on you that Ronald was not the answer for Everton Football Club?
It was the response to going 1-0 down against Burnley at the weekend, Steve. A lot of people have been in this on this side of the fence for a few games now, and I thought it was ludicrous because I don't see how you can have such a short term span for a manager and then get rid of him. You look at what happened with Crystal Palace and look who they went and got in Roy Hodgson. I thought it's ridiculous, short amount of games to sack a manager based on. But the more I thought about it as the game went on, and I had quite a lot of time to think about it because there was nothing happening in the game. There's no way of him turning this round now. I think he's completely lost all control of any ideas that he's got about how this team plays. And I think what you saw in terms of his starting lineup as well, you can read a lot into that. I mean, the Nias situation, I think a lot of people have papered over cracks with it because it's been fun. It's been a really good story. It's on a human level. It's a lovely story, isn't it? How he was sort of singled out and made a scapegoat for 18 months of his life at the club, and the locker stories and everything becomes fun and frivolous. But when you look into the deeper meaning of it, look how far Koeman's had to go back on his word to put him into that team. And he ended up being his saviour against Bournemouth. Now,
I did say this to you last week.
Oh, I know. But this week, there was no change. There was no uplift. There was a bright start for about 10, 15 minutes.
You've just said there's no way of him turning it around.
No.
I mean, is it not the case that something clicks in with the players? Is there not something on the training ground? Does he not change his attitude towards them? Surely any manager can change an environment around at some point.
Well, I mean, he said after the game yesterday that he will continue as long as he has the commitment and belief of the players. I don't see that as an outsider looking in. I don't see that from my team when I go and watch them play. I see people bereft of ideas, looking at each other, nobody willing to fight for the manager. It's a double-edged sword, I think, Steve, because Koeman, as we know, is a stubborn character, and there's arrogance and ego about him. I don't think he gets to where he did in his playing days without that. But you look at how that transforms into managerial attributes, and it can also be his downfall, and I think that's the case with him this time, because it's all well and good having arrogance and being stubborn about you and being have real courage in your convictions and not veering in any direction. That's an admirable trait in a person, I think. But when you're a football manager, it's the one thing that can kill you, because that stubbornness and that lack of self-awareness about what's going on around you, because you know your idea is going to come good in the end. You have that, you're transfixed on that idea. Then it becomes your undoing when it's not working.
So his personality is somewhat to blame here.
I don't think it's
Does he look bothered to you? You know, when you watch him on the byline, yeah. Or is that just the man himself? Internally, is he bothered?
That's him. I've only ever seen him celebrate an Everton goal once properly, and that was when Matthew Pennington equalised at Anfield last season. I think that's more of who his character is. For instance, when you've seen Nias score the equaliser against Bournemouth, there's that great shot of Duncan Ferguson jumping up and down, going crazy behind him. And he just puts his hand in his pocket and turns away. Listen, I think it's part and parcel of modern-day football. You get managers, and there's a lot of Evertonians that make the point that he never says we. He always says Everton. He doesn't endear himself to the fan base, and I think that's part of the reason why in the initial throw-ins of all of this bad form that people started getting on his back straight away, because you look at, for instance, across the park at Jurgen Klopp, his sort of characteristics alone, you would think would buy him a hell of a lot more time had he been in a similar situation.
Well, they bought him some time,
yeah,
haven't they, already?
Exactly, and that's not the case with Koeman. And I was saying on our post-match podcast yesterday, if you could see sort of the green shoots recovery, if you could see certain aspects of the team doing well, if you could see players actually fighting and believing in what's going on there, then you'd say, well, let's give him some time to turn it round. And I don't often shoot from the hip with stuff like this. I'd like to think of myself as a little bit more reasoned than that. But there's just absolutely nothing. It's abject, and there's nobody there willing to fight for both the manager or, even more sadly, the shirt.
Are the clubs strong enough? Is Farhad Moshiri, Bill Kenwright, the board, have they got the bottle to do something like getting rid of the manager at this stage of the season? He's 2-5 on to actually be the first manager to in the Premier League to lose his job now.
Well, he's come out and said, Moshiri said that it's the early goings of this project. Hate that word. At Everton with Koeman, I don't think Messrs. Kenwright, Elston, etc. have got the bottle to do it, because you look how long things went with Martinez before they finally pulled the trigger, and that was with one game to go after a thumping at Sunderland, and that was with going out of a cup semi-final to Man United and being battered.
And that was relentless fan pressure with Roberto, wasn't it?
It was relentless fan pressure, but it was also relentless, awful displays and results, yet they still did not pull the trigger. I mean, the 4-0 defeat at Anfield, and then we're going to Wembley 4 days later, I think it was. Perfect and ample opportunity to say to him, look, this isn't working, we're going to get somebody in. You look at the bounce the club got.
So which performances were worse, Roberto's or what you're watching from Ronald?
Well, Roberto Martinez's team always had an identity. This one doesn't. So I'm inclined to say Koeman's is worse, because there's no identity or idea. I was watching Sharpie. Somebody put a clip up of him on Be In Sports with Andy Gray. And they were saying the exact same thing. And they had Dennis Wise with them. And he was saying, look, I don't have any affiliation to Everton, but when I watch them play, I can't tell you how they play football. I couldn't begin to describe to somebody who doesn't know them what they're about. Do they get the ball wide? Do they play central? Do they whip crosses in? There's none of that. And I thought that was quite a really good comment, a really interesting comment. Whereas if you think back to Martinez, you knew what you were going to get. You knew it was going to be pass. You know, you're passing teams to death at times. For a while that worked, Steve. And for a while, this Koeman idea last season worked. But the more and more you look at it, the more and more you think how big of an influence was Romelu Lukaku on the side. Because first of all, they didn't replace him, which is criminal in itself. But also, you look at the way they play now, and there's just, you wonder why you've got a man in charge who's on £6 million a year. There's others out there who would get a lot more out of these players. There's a long list of managers who get more out of this squad. And
there's no get out of jail card for this squad at the moment, is there? I mean, until January, not much is going to change, is it?
Well, if he'd have started by, and this is go back to the identity thing I'm talking about. If he'd have started the season by, or after a couple of games, started it with the two strikers up front, with playing the kid Vlasic and maybe another winger, and you can see Everton getting the ball out wide and getting crossed into the box. You see Wayne Rooney come on yesterday, Steve. The first words out of his mouth are, let's go narrow. You can see him visibly saying to players, we're going narrow. How's that supposed to work? What's that going to do against Bournemouth? Bournemouth have got two relatively slow fullbacks, and we've got nobody running channels or wings or trying to
book us.
Sorry, Burnley, yeah. And Bournemouth similarly the week before. But you look at some of the crosses that were going into the box. Cuco Martinez is the man charged with whipping crosses in for Everton. This is the team that spent £140 million, and you've got a lad on a free transfer from Southampton who isn't any good, charged with putting crosses into the box for a 19-20-year-old lad in Dominic Calvert-Lewin and an outcast in Umar Nias. What does that tell you about the club? It's an absolute mess. And the thing is, it's going to linger on, because I don't think Moshiri's has any idea of sacking the manager. I think Bill Kenwright would be even less inclined to do so because of who he is. And
no, Bill's not an idiot person, is he?
Not at all, no. They'll see this through. I'd be very, very surprised. I mean, he'd have to go some Koeman to get the bullet before the end of the season.
So you spend that much money. Do you think they're confident reopening the checkbook for him come January to dig him out of his hole?
That's a really good question. I think they have to. They simply have to, because you either have complete faith in a manager or none at all. I think if you're at boardroom level, I think you've seen that with what Palace did. They didn't quite have this support of De Boer, so it was quite quick after four games. He said, no, look, this isn't working. We need somebody in to save our season, effectively, as ludicrous as it sounds, after four games. If they have courage in the convictions and full belief in Koeman, they have to back him in January, otherwise it's pointless. If you think, well, let's see how it goes. Let him see out the season. I'm not going to put my hand in my pocket because he might not be the man long term. It's completely pointless.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.